Haven't I got enough to do around here without the invisible flaming woman for a secretary? Howard's Haulage, Rhys Williams speaking.
Rhys, it's me.
Gwen! Hello, love. This is a nice surprise.
Listen to me. There's something in the Four network.
What do you mean?
Something dangerous.
Something out of the rift, you mean? Something alien?
We don't know yet, but it's attacking people's minds, shutting them down, putting them in some sort of trance. There are 20 people in St. Helens already, so please, please, Rhys, stay off the phone.
Stay off the phone? I'm running a haulage operation. How would you expect me to do that?
This is more important than haulage, Rhys.
Hey, hang on. You rung me on the phone to tell me not to use the phone.
Yes, I know. But it's me. I know I'm safe to call you. I think.
So let me get this straight. You can phone me, but I can't...
Rhys, please. This morning, I went to see a woman whose husband is lying in hospital brain dead because he answered a phone call. I don't want to see you lying there too, Rhys. I just want to keep you safe.
But you don't know what this thing is yet?
No. Look, just promise me you'll be careful. Screen the numbers before you answer. Any number you don't recognise...
I'll let it ring. Promise. Gwen?
What?
You be careful too.
Been getting on with the Roberts phone.
Not just the Roberts phone, look.
Someone's been busy.
I wonder who that could have been.
The other victims' phones. Notice anything?
Yeah, they're all the same. Old-fashioned, 70s phones.
Two-tone grey, standard office issue. Hey, baby, want to come see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre tonight?
And they went with you?
It was the 70s. The movies were so bad, making out was guaranteed. And you should have seen me in my platforms and 5-inch lapels. Woohoo! Yanto, you'd have looked hot. Sideburns and a Mexican mustache, you should try it. A little 70s roleplay.
Please, God, no.
Stella Courtney liked the roleplay.
Who?
I dated her back in 75 for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. She was just a junior doctor back then. She's one of the country's top neuroscientists today. But boy, did she have some imagination for a boffin.
You're still in touch with her?
Haven't seen her in years. But I check her out once in a while. Make sure she's okay. Anyway, that's old news. This, on the other hand,
is a piece of paper
with the phone number that, according to the records, rang all these museum pieces before their owners collapsed. Cardiff 2059.
That can't be right. Phone numbers all have six numbers, don't they?
They do now, but not 30 years ago.
You mean in the 70s? What the hell's the 1970s got to do with what's happening to all these people?
Well, there's one way to find out.
What are you doing?
That phone number is our only clue.
Okay, Jack, no. You cannot risk it.
We told Jan Roberts we'd do whatever we could to bring her husband back. Nothing. It's a deadline.
Oh, well, what's happening?
I guess they want to talk to us after all.
But, Jack, none of these phones are connected.
That's a good trick. Maybe they'll tell me the secret.
Jack, no!
This is Jack Harkness.
Jack! Jack!